Peter Danton with the Max Newsbeat. Mid-Coast Council underway following yesterday's announcement by the state government of the Tri-Council merger. It's business as usual. Administrator John Turner.
I want to say from the outset, thank you to those councillors that have been involved in those councils for a long period of time. They've given generously of their time to their community. I'll be the administrator of the council until September next year. Work towards setting up the new council known as Mid-Coast Council so that it can be delivered back to the community.
Jobs for the boys, trashing democracy, that's the reaction of Greens candidate for Lyne, Julie Lyford, to the Mid-Coast Council concept. And Julie questions, where's it going to stop?
It doesn't matter what political persuasion you are, people are just absolutely stunned at the audacity of the Baird government and what they have done. They've trashed our democratic rights. And also, what we said, putting their mates in charge of all of our decision-making until September 2017. It's just unbelievable.
Police are working to identify the body of a man found floating in the Manning River at Andrews Reserve last night. Police believe the man is a Taree local reported missing by a family member. And the New South Wales Rural Fire Service is urging residents in the Manning and Hastings to take care when conducting burning activities. And in sport, league tribes gather. The Upper Manning will be the meeting point for tomorrow's local Group 3 action when Wingham meets Taree City. The Tigers will be able to record win number 6 for season 2016. Taree City will look to back up after the round 5 victory over Olbar. That's the Max News Beat for now.